We are now moving to case agenda item number 10. It is PR-2020-003443, application SD-2024-0017, preliminary and final plat. It is Fierro and Company, agent for Holly Partners, LLC, request the preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of lots 5 and 6. Lots 5 and 6, Unser McMahon Center, zoned MXM, located on Unser Boulevard between McMahon Boulevard and Bandelier Drive Northwest, containing approximately 1.903 acres. The property owner is Holly Partners, LLC, and the request specifically is to reconfigure two lots via a lot line adjustment between lots 5 and 6 of Unser and McMahon Center. Who represents Fierro and Company here?
Good afternoon. My name is Veronica Herrera with Fierro and Company on behalf of Holly Partners.
Thank you. Ms. Herrera, if you would you've stated your name, would you state your address? And then I have a question for you.
Yes, this is Veronica. Our address is 3201 4th Street Northwest, Suite C, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87121.
And Ms. Herrera, do you swear that the testimony you'll give is the truth today?
I do.
Thank you. Please proceed with a brief description of this application.
So this replat is straightforward. It is, like you mentioned, a lot line adjustment between lots 5 and 6. They are currently vacant, zoned MXN, and this will facilitate the further development of these lots.
Are there structures on the property as it currently sits?
No, they're vacant.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you for that. Now turning to members of the public, are there members of the public who are here to speak on this agenda item number 10, located at Unser and McMahon? I don't see anyone raising their hands. Let's go through then each DFT member, starting with Mr. Gutierrez with the Water Authority.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. There is an existing development agreement for the area, so for future development, please request an availability statement. That's for information only, and then no objection to the lot consolidation, but please add the note in my memo to your plat, and that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. Mr. Palmer with Code Enforcement.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. The comments from the sketch plat on 12724 have been addressed, so Code Enforcement has no objections.
Thank you. Turning now to Ms. Phelan with Parks and Rec. Whitney Phelan, Parks and Rec, item number 10. Okay, I'm going to skip over and come back to Whitney. Hydrology, Tiquan Chen.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology needs to approve the conceptual gradient drainage plan for lot 5 prior to site plan for building permit and plating action. So that's all required.
Okay, but it's not a condition for the platting action here, is that right?
No, this cannot be moving forward without a conceptual gradient drainage plan.
Oh, I see. So you're requiring a conceptual grading and drainage plan for this site before approval of the lot line adjustment. Is that what I understand, Mr. Chen?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yes, that is correct. This was a comment during plat, during sketch plans. So we still haven't seen any conceptual gradient drainage plan submitted yet.
Okay. Is that, let me ask a procedural question. It's either Mr. Chen or Mr. Ruddenbeck. Is that a condition that we can place upon approval of this matter?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Ruddenbeck. Could you please repeat the question? Sorry.
Yeah, Mr. Tiquan Chen has said that they need a conceptual grading and drainage plan before proceeding on this. And maybe Mr. Biazar has a response. Mr. Biazar,
your hand is up. Mr. Hearing Officer, no, we cannot approve the plan without a conceptual grading and drainage plan approval.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. We're moving on to transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, transportation. Transportation has no objection to the replat. As a reminder, for future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank you. Let me see, Ms. Phelan, are you with us, Whitney Phelan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Phelan with Parks and Recreation. I don't have any objections to this action. Just a note for future development that street trees may be required along Unser Boulevard if the proposed development meets the requirements or the applicability in IDO 14-16-56B. There's also existing trail along this portion of Unser. And so there's several standards in the IDO when you're developing adjacent or facing a trail. And so just keep those in mind from the comments when future site plans are submitted. Thank you.
Duly noted. Thank you. We've done transportation planning. Is Ms. Aulick, are you speaking
yes.
on this one? Okay.
Hi, this is Hannah Aulick with planning. The utility approval signatures as well as owner's signature are required. The application number must be added to the plat. The DXF file must be approved by AGIS, and the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. And planning has no objections to this request.
Okay, thank you. There were no members of the public, so we'll skip over any cross-examination. Let me direct a question to Ms. Herrera. Ms. Herrera, given the comments from hydrology and the requirement for a conceptual grading and drainage plan prior to approval, the hearing officer is inclined to defer this matter, and I'm wondering if how quickly you may be able to get the conceptual grading and drainage plan accomplished.
Well, my understanding is that there was already a master and grading and drainage plan, and I wasn't aware that that was an outstanding item. We did receive signature from Tiquan Chen as to having an approved grading and drainage plan. So this is the first that I'm aware of that outstanding issue.
Okay, Ms. Herrera, I see Mr. Rodenbeck has his hand up. Mr. Rodenbeck, do you have a comment?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yeah, if we don't have the owner's signature on the plat, we should have probably not even technically heard this application. That's something that we require before we even accept a plat. I guess we missed it during application acceptance. Ms. Herrera, did you guys not get the owner's signature on the plat?
I believe I included that with my submittal. I'm looking at the application that I uploaded, and it does reflect the owner's signature.
And I see the utility and the MAFTA signatures. Okay, okay. Ms. Aulick, do we not have that copy of the plat on file?
I don't think so. The version I'm looking at is different, yes.
Okay, we definitely need that, Ms. Herrera.
Okay, I did submit it with the application. It could be possibly this was our second submittal for this hearing. Maybe.
Oh, okay.
We have not referencing the correct application, but I'm looking at my submittal now, and I do see that it has all the signatures.
I'm sorry, this is Robert Webb with planning. We have the cover page with the signatures, and then the platting page was part of the public notice. So that's what I was looking at as far as the plat goes. So. We just don't have the second original page that connects with the signature page.
Okay, I can send that.
Now, Mr. Tiquan Chen, let me ask you, Ms. Herrera says that we have your acknowledgement of a grading and drainage plan approved on this matter. Would you address that, please?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yes. I'm not sure if this is the mistakenly information mistakenly informed Ms. Herrera, drainage is not required. On the January 17th hearing, coincidentally, it's number 10 again, same thing, agenda number 10. Uh-huh. We clearly required a conceptual grading drainage plan is required prior to site plan and building permit or letting action. So that this was the same comment for the sketch plat. So now we do need a grading, conceptual grading drainage plan.
Okay, so I'm confused maybe by the fact here, Mr. Engineer, Mr. Biazar.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So we may have a master drainage plan for the area, I'm just guessing, but we need a specific conceptual grading and drainage plan for this lot, these two lots, for the replat of these two lots.
Okay.
But I think that might be the case. I'm just trying.
Okay, yeah, this shows hydrology with an approved check mark above the signature of Mr. Chen, dated January 16, 2024. Mr. Chen, are you asking for something different today than what you signed off on for January 16th?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yes. This hearing was on January 17th, so we do require conceptual grading drainage plan. Like Mr. Bierzer mentioned, that this must be a master drainage plan in that area. That's why when I fill up this PLT form, so I, I haven't reviewed this case. So this will be required for lot 5 for the specific lot. I need a conceptual grading drainage plan.
Okay. Ms. Herrera, it sounds like we are not in a position to approve this today. I would propose that this matter be deferred to the next.
David?
DHO. Yes.
This is Robert Pietro, the surveyor and engineer. I could just mention
Wait, just a second. I'm not sure that you swore in. Okay. Yeah, Mr. Fierro, if you would identify yourself with your name and address.
My name's Robert Fierro, Fierro & Company, 3201 4th Street, Northwest, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
And Mr. Fierro, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give is the truth?
I do.
Okay, thank you. Please proceed.
All right, so this is a part of a subdivision. The subdivision has a master grading and drainage plan that's been approved, and the lots are allowed 90% impervious B land treatment. So regardless of the development, there's already set criteria on the drainage, which is 90% D, 10% C. And there's been master infrastructure already built as part of this subdivision. So I'm not sure why that would be a requirement on this plat, since there's already a document that's been approved by the city for the master development of the subdivision, which these two lots are included. It's just a replat of the two lots.
All right. The city engineer has raised his hand, Mr. Biazar.
This is Shahab Biazar, Mr. Hearing Officer. Robert, do you think you guys will need a cost lot drainage easements?
No.
Sometimes you need a conceptual gradient drainage plan. How do they drain to the stream?
Since I didn't see this as part of the sketch for the plating purposes, I didn't look at the detail, but I could give me a couple of minutes and I'll be able to see how they drain.
Yeah, if you could determine.
Pretty much they would both drain either to the north, which is a drainage easement and utility easement, or to the south, which is it Unser? Yeah, Unser Boulevard. Okay. So they have frontage on both sides, which they would be able to drain. But I'm thinking this development would likely drain to the north, to that drainage easement that's already currently there.
So this is Shahab Yezer. So we just like typically we need a grading drainage plan to just ensure that we don't need a cross lot drainage easement between the two lots.
There's already a cross lot drainage easement, and that's easement number two that's shown on the plat.
Okay.
Can you pull that up, Mr. Right. Rodenbeck?
It's if you go scroll down to sheet two, you'll be able to see the existing easement. It's on the south and also on the north. So there's already a cross lot drainage easement on these two lots.
Okay, so this is Shahab Bizar again. So based on the topography of the terrain, you're not sure like if you're going to have to drain west and then south or something like that. That would be our only concern, that if you need any additional easement besides what's shown there, but you don't.
Yeah, I don't foresee another cross drainage easement. These lots are small, so encumbering these lots with another drainage easement wouldn't make the development feasible as far as what they would want to build. So it would have to drain to the existing cross lot drainage easement.
And have we found the cross lot drainage easement written on the
on the second sheet, the little circle with the two, it's 26 feet wide. And then the one on the west, it's 15 feet wide.
Like I said, our only concern would be like if the topography is like from north to south, that would be our only concern. But I mean, if you say that will not happen, and you know, do you have to drain to the north or to the south to the existing easements? Why should to the north? Because to the west. It has to drain to the west in order to get. Oh, anyways. All right, just that would be our only concern. So we just don't want to create an issue in the future in case one of these lots cannot develop. But that with that said, I think we might be okay with moving forward.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that clarification, Mr. City Engineer. Are there other DFT comments? There were no members of the public to speak on this. So we are on agenda item number 10, the DHO approves item PR 2020-003443 and application SD 2024-0017. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations, with the following conditions from planning. The application number must be added to the plat. The DXF file must be approved by AGIS. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the final plat. With that, we are concluded with agenda item number 10. Thank you very much.